There is a beautiful story which I have been repeating time and again. When he came in amidst, and in the early years he wouldn't allow us to know, wouldn't allow us to let others know who he is. That was the first phase, you see. It was all amongst the mandali, amongst us here who lived with him or who were the close ones. Nobody knew. People would ask us, who is he? Is he Mehmed Baba? We have heard of his name. Is he that? And we can't say yes, we can't say no. So we pretended to be deaf. And he says, what? Not deaf, but unknowing. You know, what did he say? What name he said? Mehmed Baba is Mehmed Baba. What Mehmed Baba? What Mehmed Baba? Who Mehmed Baba? What Mehmed Baba? And they would just leave us thinking that they don't know of Mehmed Baba. So he cannot be Mehmed Baba. That's how we used to escape from all these early years, you see, of inquisition. But a time did come when he wanted his name to be given out. And that's how it was. So when it happened in 1954, as late as 1954, where is 1922 and 23 and 25 and 54? How 30 years, almost 30 years, over 30 years. So then he wanted us to give out his messages, that he is the one who has come in our midst. He himself introduced, and you know where he introduced himself as to who he is? Formerly we knew him as Mr. Mehmed Baba, Mr. God, Mr. This, Mr. That, or something like that, you see. How do you do, Mr. Mehmed Baba? Was the earlier, I told you the story. All this dress, and he went to about the Russian lady, girl, committing the suicide. That was Mr. Mehmed Baba. Yeah. Only that much was allowed in the Western world. And here it was taboo. He would dress himself, he would camouflage himself, he would go incognito all the way, he would rub shoulders with the people and the public and all, and nobody would know. He would be sitting by the side of the one who loved him, worshipped him, you see, and the person would not know. Many good stories are there about that also. Nobody came to know about it. We were not supposed to let them know. So all this went on and on and on till one fine night, after past midnight, on his own, we were all seated on a hill in a remote village, North India, where there were just illiterate people around him there. And there was singing going on. And he stopped the singing with lamps, no electricity or anything sort. And then he was using the board. He had not discarded the board in 1954. It was summertime. So on the board he says to me, I am interpreting, speak out loudly, Avtar Mehmed Baba ki jai, Avtar Mehmed Baba ki jai. So I gave, and there was a loud cheer where he said, I am the one who has come in the midst. Yeah. So that's how he introduced. After that, of course, it went on. Not only that, but he would, from his seat, inform hundreds of thousands of people who would be gathering there, saying that I am the ancient one, come in your midst once again. I bring the ancient message, love God. Love me, because I am God in human form. You follow? It was accepted. And it was going from one place to another place. After the accident, mind you, after this Burleson type of accident there, he went with his caste and all that. When he was healthy and all that, but in the way that he is like this, you know, he's crippled and all that, and he's limping and hopping and this and that. And so, have no worry, John. So that's how he went. And he declared to the public that I am the one who is almighty, all-knowing, all-compassionate, all-love. I am the same ancient one once again in your midst, as man amongst men. One day, one from among the crowd stood up. There were many standing also, but he put his hand up and stood up there and says, but how are we to love you? You ask us to love me. You tell us to love you. How are we to love you? So Baba looked at him, and of course I'm interpreting. It's a big occasion, mind you. We are all surrounded by people, sea of human beings. So he asks him a counter question. You are married, isn't it? says, yeah. How did you love your wife? Who told you to love your wife? How did you get that love? Well, I saw her and fell in love with her. Did you hear the story before? So then what happens is that Baba says, yeah, that's the only way to have the love. See me as I really am. Seeing me now is not what I am. What you're seeing now is nothing but my cloak. You haven't seen the infinite beauty. It has been shrouded by this human form. See me as I really am. Strive to do that. And once you have seen that, there is no end to loving me. Nobody can stop you from loving me. But how will you see me as I really am? That's the question. What happens in the world when you see somebody and you fall in love with that person? Well, I saw her and I wanted to possess her, I wanted to have her. But before you had it, what did you do? So I always thought of her, remembered her, made plans as to how to please her, what to do, what should I do, what gift should I carry, what should I do, how will she be pleased, what will she give me a smile, how will she give me, and all this was there. So that means you remembered a lot. So, yeah. So that is the way of the world. You see a person and then you begin to remember the person before possessing the person. My ways are diametrically opposite. To see me, you have to remember me as I should be remembered. Then you will see me. For that, how will you remember me? So you have seen me now, seen this cloak that I've put on, my beauty. That will help you to think of me. Have pictures of mine, set times to your watch, you know, bring to your memory that this question was put at this hour and this is what he told me, to think of me, to remember me. So that's how you begin with your little remembrances. Have posters, have photos, have buttons. Begin like that. Adorn your room, adorn your sitting room, bedroom, dining room, lavatories, toilets, anything, everything to constantly remind you of me. These things will remind you of me, of my cloak, which will eventually make you see me as I am. That's how you should do. Begin with that. It is clumsy, it is childish, but begin. You must make a beginning. 12 o'clock now. Ah, yeah, this is the time when I had spoken to him and he had given me this discourse. Think, that's enough. Begin with your work. Get yourself immersed in your day-to-day work and all that. But let there be some time. Something that crops up, remember, think of me. That's all. Mind is such that it can never get satisfied. Remember that. I'm telling you what Baba is telling that man, you see. So it won't be satisfied with that. After you have gone through the practice of remembering me, through these pictures and photos and lockets and time setting and situations and all that, these are the reminders, no doubt, but they are crude reminders to remember me. Your mind will crave for something greater than that.